Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. Welcome to December. Welcome to the second month of November and the opening of the Great Blessing indeed.
Wow, we are having fun.
I hope so. I really hope so. And you know, it's beautiful to have you with us. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
We truly are. You know, this is such an extraordinary moment because we're at a moment that is a stunning culmination. You know, this is a year that has brought forth some of the greatest shifts humanity has ever experienced on so many levels. We had the three blood moons. We've had all these other wonderful energies, so many things happening. And really, Shri and I are referring to this moment as the Great Blessing because you have this opportunity. Remember, this is the second half of what we called a November, a one-month energy. You have this opportunity to remake your life, to flow with the rise of the planetary Shakti, to be one with the chakra Vastu openings, which we're going to talk a little more about right now. And I am really excited about December because we've lined up some beautiful guests that are really wisdom keepers and energy keepers of the next phase of our planetary shifts and the spiritual momentum that is upon all of humanity.
You know, I kind of smile as I look at how the recent years have unfolded. And we had so much anticipation as we went into 2012.
And misinformation.
And misinformation.
Oh, lots of that was out there.
And then in 2013, there was this acceleration of energy. And in 2014, it began to actually crystallize and form.
Activate.
And what we're seeing right now, we have a greater understanding of, and I think as a result of all these experiences, that the chakra Vastu, and I was about to say Shakti.
It's all tied in, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That we're going through or recapitulating some phases.
Mm-hmm.
And these phases are the universal principles of energy, and they're happening both within the month and through a series of months.
It's, you know, it's the overlays. You know, if you didn't catch us last week's show, go back and listen to that show because it was a foundational show. Really, that show should be listened time between now and February, because we're in a powerful 5-month opening. Remember, November, December, January 2015, February 2015, March 2015, liftoff through 2022. And that this all activated last summer. So, you know, go to Official Shri and Kira at YouTube. Check out all the video that we have posted there because there's so much information. And just want to remind you, because we're going to share a little bit more of a recap. If you have not yet connected with the article that we posted, go to shriandkira.com. And right on the homepage, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll even see a nice little icon for it. We posted an article, What is Global Chakra Vastu? Click on it, read it. It has week by week descriptions. Which, let's recap a little bit, Shri.
Yeah, I think it's important to get us all on the same song sheet here, at least to offer the discernment filters a way of understanding
Absolutely.
What this flow is.
Yeah.
And one of the beautiful things about this is that it's as if Spirit is offering us a do-over in some ways. You know, people
It totally is, Shri.
People talk about a kundalini opening, the lifting of energy up the spine,
right,
et cetera. And it really, in order to fully ripen, it's important that all of the elements are activated and honored.
Absolutely.
And last week was the beginning of this focus.
Now, last week, though, was fascinating because, and we talked about that in last week's show. Remember, we're in a 5-month window of which November and December were kind of one energy. So last week, also overlaid, it was the first week of a 5-week opening, which is kind of a mini experience of the 5 months, which is what made last week so powerful because it was not only a week of anchoring the energy of last week, but it was also the final kind of hurrah of what had been the entire energy of November.
which is about earth energy.
Yeah.
And this is the energy that governs the foundational pieces of ourself, yeah, and including your work in the world and your root center, when if you want to refer to the human body and the human chakra system. And so it is foundational, this energy of earth. Now, these weekly periods begin on a Sunday and end on a Saturday.
And so today...
Today is a Sunday, and we're beginning to open up to the energy more of water. And you no need to mention the Philippines here.
Well, I thought that was a very powerful, you know, here we had this huge typhoon energy literally roll in with the opening of this week.
And this ties into the second chakra, which is that watery emotional area in the human system. Remember that these energies are preparatory. That as we go through each week, we go from earth to water and up to fire. And we'll be talking more about these in the coming...
Tune in every week, because every week we'll be keeping you up to date.
But what's really happening is it's like a conditioning. It's the entrada, they call it, you know, the appetizer, that we get to touch these energies while also anchoring them month by month, so that when we get to March, we've had the full foundational experience.
Well, that's what I think is so powerful about this week, Sri, that here we are on December 7th, Sunday, December 7th, and we're opening up this week of very powerful water energy. This is also the energy of the West, and it's the energy of the semicircle. It's very much influenced by the moon, very much part of our second chakra. It's also a great opportunity for you to balance energy and pay attention, because, and it ties in with what we're going to talk about on the rest of the show today, it's about connecting with your life's purpose and passion. Water offers balance, joy, pleasure, creation of your life as your natural state. And not only is this week the week of this energy, this is also the entire energy of the month of December. So remember that as of December 1, we've actually already been in the water energy, which last week was overlaid with that earth energy, and that this energy of this week will continue as the primary energy of the month while these weekly overlays continue. And, you know, Sri, this is what really brings us to today's depth, is that if we're here to find our joy, if we're here to find our balance, we must absolutely talk about the heart. We have zero choice. We must talk about it. And I love that today we're going to really be asking, you know, we're asking the question, are we hardwired to heaven? You know, what does that really mean? And how does that flow? And I want to remind you guys that this show is live. So if you want to get in, I know last week we had a lot of people we couldn't get to on the phone. Get in the queue, 888-627-6008, because you're welcome to jump into the conversation, have a comment, ask for a mini soul reading. Again, that's 888-627-6008.
And so just by way of finishing the context a little bit, so we begin with the foundational energy of earth, we move into the creation energy of water, and in the coming week, after we get through this period to December 13th, we then are welcoming in the energy of the East, or the energy of fire.
Which I think is extraordinary, because bear in mind that all of these openings, remember the 5-week opening is a dimensional overlay of the 5-month opening, so that this water energy came in last Sunday, came in on December 1. So this water energy has been here. It's going to stay here all month as these other weeks overlay. Very powerful energy.
And that energy will be dancing. And then when we get into Christmas week, we're going to be in that heart energy or air.
Well, we're going to be in that air, which is just so amazing. And then I love how that brings us into the ether through the new year. I mean, it's just such powerful overlays.
It's lovely timing. And the more, as you read the article at sriankira.com, this will make a lot more sense as you begin to see these symbolic overlays.
Yeah.
Because one thing I know for sure is there's more going on than we are able to pay attention to.
Always.
And it's fun to tune in to these other symbolic understandings and to begin to recontextualize our lives. We are so loved that we are being given so many opportunities.
That's so true.
There is a
so
flow.
True.
There's mischief afoot, and it's loving mischief.
It's just fun. You know, I love this. And I love the fact that, you know, as we begin diving into our journey of the heart today, I'm really excited about our guest. She's such a beautiful woman. She's done so many beautiful things on the planet. And I love that we're also bringing in some of these science aspects. And I want to remind you guys that in January, Sri and I, for the first time, are teaching about the science, the RRST, Rudrashka Ratna Science Therapy. We are basically giving this course away. This is live with us, three teleclasses. It's a whopping $22 Love Shakti donation. Get in this class because it's really got so much to do.
A personal reading and wonderful material. It's really a wonderful thing to realize that there is indeed ancient science available on the planet that supports our ascension process.
And that supports so many other things. And that's what brings us to, you know, I love the name of Joan's book, our guest today, Joan Cirio. I love the name of her book, Hardwired to Heaven. I find that inspired. And of course, we're going to have to ask her all about that because, you know, really, it's, you know, most religions on the planet have a unified stream of, we're all coming to our heart, get to our heart, get to our heart. But, you know, as on a path of self-ascension, one of the things that we recognize is that that's just the beginning. You know, it's like, okay, get me there, but then what? We're going to talk a lot more about that.
It's truly the foundation.
Yeah.
So much more can be revealed. So let's offer a little introduction to Joan Cirio. She is a metaphysician. I just about messed that one up.
That's just for those that are paying attention.
Metaphysics. Joan has actually written a couple of books. Her first book is entitled In the Key of Life,
an
Activational Journey to the Soul.
Love it.
And she's based a whole healing school on that revelation. And she's recently released Hardwired to Heaven. And this woman has dedicated herself to a life of service, mm-hmm. to activating the oneness that resides in all of us.
How beautiful.
And I can't do anything other than say yes.
Yes, that's for me.
And so without further ado, Joan, welcome to the show.
Namaste, Joan.
Well, namaste, and thank you so much. And what a great introduction. I mean, wow. So much love pouring out for me, and I so appreciate it. And I'm very grateful to be on your show today.
Well, thank you. We're mutually grateful to have you here with us. We love what you're doing. Thank you so much for following the call. I have to dive in and ask, were you just born this way? Did you have a revelation? How did you get to where you are right now? What happened in your life that brought you to this moment?
Wow. That would take more than an hour. But yeah, the short answer is yes to all of the above. Yes, I was born this way. I talk about preformed templates in the book, and this was my preformed template, I have to say, my sacred contract, as Carolyn Mace would say. But I can't deny my relationship with the divine, and that's always come through, even though I started my journey in science, and I got a degree in biology and a master's in science education. I've always had this love of the divine. Even so much that as a child, I would pretend I was talking to a group of people about God, about divinity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's in my blood, and I couldn't do anything but write this book.
I love that. Now, I have to ask, how did your parents feel when you used to bring people around and want to talk to them about the divine, whether that was child playing or just having fun? Did you have that support, or was this something that was more of an internal journey?
This was an internal journey, although I think my father knew about this because I would do this when I was all alone. And my father was a mechanic. He had a garage right next door, and we had an intercom system. And he could have turned the intercom on and listened to me. So he may have known this, but he never really said anything to me about it. Other than when I thought my calling was to be a nun, you know, it was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Sounds like he was
in the military. That was his answer, which I did, you know.
Oh, it's interesting. You were blessed,
you know,
with an acceptance.
We have everything, right? So.
Totally. You know, I'm listening to your story and I love it. And one of the things that I'm really curious about and I'd love to hear more about is you've done something that very few people can do, which is you dove into science and yet you were able to recognize your strong affinity, your, as you said, it's in your blood, your connection with the divine. And so you've created a bridge where many people, quite frankly, build walls. How does that feel? Do you ever find that in the scientific community you find yourself having to explain or justify, or how has that journey been for you?
Well, when I was really into the science and was working in the field or teaching it, the metaphysical stuff really hadn't surfaced then.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really encounter that contradictory energy. And I used to teach massage therapy, and I could see this coming, and I still see this coming, and it's in my heart, and I really hope this does happen, that we so bridge the gap, because education in this country, the system is broken, and so we so bridge the gap that when we teach from a holistic perspective, so that when we're teaching, say, organic chemistry, and they're looking at the basic building block of the organic molecule with the carbon, you know, the six carbon atoms there, and they're looking at a hexagon, that they talk about the importance of that form and what form means and why the stereochemistry is so important. And, you know, I mean, there's just levels and layers to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my hopes, that we just have this holistic approach to things. Because then we get to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And we can feel it. We can feel the importance of it.
Well, when you say
creativity of everything.
Heart of the matter reminds me of your book, Hardwired. So share with the listeners a little bit about the revelation of this book and how it flows.
Well, as I say in the beginning, it is a labor of love. It was a labor of love over a period of like 9 years. And I didn't know I was going to write this particular book. I was just, you know, I wrote the first one. I didn't know I was writing a book for the first one. That was totally different. That was totally inspired. This one, I started by just being curious, as I am, you know, what does a scientist do? But, you know, ask questions and being curious about things. And so I read a lot of books, and what's happening now? I mean, the shift. What really is happening? I wanted to know. There had to be a scientific explanation to these things, too. And as I read different books, I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And I start writing things down. I had notes, and I had notes upon notes upon notes, and I'd be led here and there. And then I started to see a pattern. And I'm like, I think this is how we physically become enlightened. And I write things down, and, oh, this is connected to this. And, you know, and then studied a lot of the forward thinkers of our time, like Nissim Harriman. You know, I just love it because he's self-taught. You know, we don't need a piece of paper to say who we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He just knows physics. And he knows about metaphysics. He knows about the spirituality, and he's put them together. You know, it's just beautiful. So in studying these people that are out there that are just saying, hey, you know, we need to pay attention more to different things than what we've been focusing on.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then the book, you know, and then I'm like, okay, then I just start writing. And as I'm writing, I'm like, okay, there must be something to explain this. And so I do research. And I would find some things that really do, you know, explain it, or really could explain it, or we're almost on that precipice of explaining what the mystics have known for centuries and what a lot of us just know intuitively.
Mm-hmm. So as you were doing this, as you were having these revelations, as you were putting these things together, and I love the way you're describing it, did you notice that your own life was, you said this was a labor of love over 9 years. I would suspect during that 9 year period, you were living or experiencing shifts along with what you were discovering.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they haven't stopped yet, Kira.
That's the beauty of
stopped,
the journey.
Believe me, it hasn't stopped. Yes, definitely. I mean, I started this journey when I left everything I loved. Almost everything I love, everyone I knew, and I said, okay, I need to go to Sedona. I felt it in my heart. I just need to go. You know, I left my 14-year committed relationship, left the house we built together, left my job, packed the car, didn't know a soul. I visited Sedona for 5 days, cried when I left, knew I had to go back, and went. And I did this inner journey, too, that really prepared me to to bring all this out of me. It's always been there. Like I said, you know, I was born this way. But something had to happen to activate it to get it all out. And that's what the journey was.
Beautiful. Well, I love that you had the courage to do it, because one of the steps that all of us take as we move into our enlightened state of being, and then we call it the gift of self-ascension, remembering the truth of who we are while we're still in form, is we at some point have to have the courage to say, I'm following that deep calling, and I'm maybe flying in the face of what would be considered to be acceptable or not, but I know I need to follow this calling. And we celebrate you for doing that, because I know that that took an enormous amount of courage to not only do, but to keep moving. You know, the spirit always says, you got to keep saying yes. We don't just say yes once. We're constantly having to re-up, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Once you step through the door, you know, you can't step backwards. You know, I've tried that a couple times. You know, I was like, no.
I think we all try that a couple times just to prove how hard it is.
Yeah. Well, as there's times I want to roll over and go back to sleep.
Indeed.
But exactly. This is so much easier. You know, I'm scraping the ice off the windshield the other day, and I'm like, will I ever go back to just a normal life? And of course, the answer is no. You know,
right. Yes.
What is that anymore?
Yeah. Well, Kira, we have some beautiful callers that are standing by.
Wonderful.
And so I'd like to go to the phones and have some connections there. So let's head to line two. We're going to say hi to Adam from Mojave, California.
Namaste, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. It's great to speak with you.
Great to have you here, sweetheart. Oh. How can we help you today?
Well, I wanted to say how much I love you guys, how much I appreciate this thing on my journey. And I'm at a point right now where I keep seeing myself. What can I do to best be of service in the world? And I was wondering.
Well, Adam, what I want you to do is I love that you got through today, because you carry such a beautiful heart and such beautiful heart presence. And it's just incredible. And one of the things that I'm seeing around you right now is, it's funny, they're showing me an equilateral cross, meaning when you're asking, like, you know, what is the way I can move forward, or what is the way I best be of service in the world? You're literally standing in the center of a four-way crossroad. And what that means is that for you, they're saying there's still time to play. And what that means is, it doesn't mean that you aren't going to be playing the rest of your life, because life is our eternal playground. What it does mean is that you don't need to get as solid in the one thing yet. There are four absolute ways that you can express yourself, and I believe that you're already connected to these. And they're saying play, dance, weave. And I can't stress that enough. Play, dance, weave. Those are the energies around you right now. And that through that, you will discover this singular process. The four is also playing really strongly in you right now. And I'm kind of smiling, because in 4 months, we're at that March ascension window for the next 7 years. And so stay in the center of the crossroad right now. Don't try to take any specific one turn. Play, dance, weave through December. And they're telling me by the third week in January, you're going to have like almost this inspired download that will open up the next 4 years for you very effortlessly. But right now, play, dance, weave with everything that's coming in front of you. And I'm really grateful you got a hold of us today, because you really are hardwired to your heart. That's for sure. And I'm grateful that you called us today. Thank you, Angel.
All right. Our connection just is a little bad right there. But Adam, we say blessings to you and thank you. And I tell you what, let's take one more caller before we return back
to our
conversation. We have on line three, Sonia from San Francisco.
Namaste, Sonia. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
How can we serve you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to, you know, just check in and see. I've been on my path for 2 years now. I've been dealing with some health issues, and it's just kind of up and down, and I try to stay on and really try to stay focused and it, you know, brings me down, and then I'll get up again, and then brings me down again. It's really hard physically and mentally to stay grounded when at a time like this. So I've been meditating, I've been using my crystals and staying on path. Is there something more that you can tell me?
Well, you know, I love that as you're sharing, you are so connected that these beautiful, beautiful, it's like you have a legion of ascended beings around you. And I mean, a lot of beings around you. And they all keep saying the same thing, not to worry. They're just saying that it's important for you that the more that you can let go of worry and fear, the faster you will move forward. They're also telling me your feet, your feet, your feet. They're showing me like an Epsom salt bath, that it would be very good for you every single day to do something for your feet. You also might want to, if you have a piece of tourmaline, they're saying, put it on the floor, put your feet on it, breathe that energy in around your feet, but also to be soaking your feet in Epsom salts every day, because right now your feet are actually the gateway to your healing. And so the more that you can give that attention, the better. They're also saying, be reassured. Everything is smoothing out, and that the breath of life, your internal breath, will calmly bring you to the centered place, but that the greatest gift they can offer you right now is reassurance that everything is really flowing, and that the experience that you're having right now is actually preparing you for the greater gift ahead. And your gateway, for whatever reason, is 7. By next July, it's like your life is totally different. So stay the course, my love. Just stay the course. And I'm really grateful you got through to us today. We love you. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you, guys.
Namaste, dear one.
Many blessings. And so we're talking today with Joan Cirio, and she was telling us a little bit about her latest book, Hardwired to Heaven. And we're, you know, Joan, I'm wondering, it just seems like this book in so many ways is like an advanced version of, okay, you want to know the mysteries? Let me lay it out for you.
Right. Let me just give it to you in a fashion that everybody can understand.
And so how do you feel about that? Do you feel like this is a complete work, or are you doing the next step now? Are you working on another one?
Oh, for what I've been through lately, I think I'm working on another one. So I'm sure there's always more, isn't there? You know, there's always more.
There is always.
And I'm really grateful that people are saying that it's easy to understand, because that was my intention, to boil it down enough so that the science, you know, people didn't get bogged down in the science or get bogged down too much in the metaphysics, but that it really would be a working guidebook for people. That was my intention.
Well, I think your intention was manifest quite beautifully, that people are finding a depth of clarity, a depth of understanding in this work that ignites, I think, our own inner wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone else articulates something and we can say, oh, yeah, that oh, yeah, is an affirmation.
Well, and I love that when things are easy to read, they become easier to apply into our lives. And so that's really a gift when we can put something together in a way that's easy to understand.
Definitely. You know, it's one thing to read it, but it's another thing to apply it now, isn't it? You know, so
always.
Yeah, definitely. It's meant to be a tool. It's why there are tools in there.
Yes. Well, I think for many of us, it's important that we have a kind of a conceptual understanding, and then we take action. You know,
absolutely.
It's like our brains need to relax enough around where we're headed to allow the journey to continue.
Those ever positive brains that love to take us on our journey and take us away from our heart. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, we're at that time where we're going to take a little station break. And so to all of our listeners, and especially our callers, hang in there. We're going to be back, and we're going to connect with each and every one of you right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at sriandkira.com. That's sriandkira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you now.
Indeed, we are in this extraordinary November, our first week of December, the opening of the water energy for the week of Chakra Vastu in a month of water energy, flow, joy, abundance, creativity, passion, and of course, the heart.
You know, the wonderful thing about this time we're in is we're being given the opportunity to foundationalize and stabilize what we're calling the lower chakras so that the heart chakra can bloom.
Yes.
You know, so often people are saying, oh, I want to live from my heart. I want to be in service. I want to live a life of love. But oops, I got distracted. Oops, I had a pain. Oops, you know,
lots
I got financial
oops.
Worries or relationship issues. And those issues are very human and very much a part of the lower chakra system.
They are. And you know, a lot of people forget that the heart is actually the root center of our ascended state. And so until we stabilize those lower three chakras, it's challenging to hold that heart open. And this brings us back to today's beautiful guest and the conversation we're having.
And so Joan, your book is so aptly titled
Hardwired to Heaven. Love it.
And it seems to me that hardwire, heaven, has got to connect to the heart, does it not?
It does. And actually, I could have named the book Heartwired to Heaven.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, tell us more.
Tell us about you know, the metaphysical and the heart and all of that. What are you noticing? What have you put out there for people to really connect with?
Well, in ancient traditions, it was always talked about the sacred place of the heart, the special place in the heart. And why was that always taught? What was so special about the heart? And me being a scientist, you know, like, okay, is there something special about the physical heart? You know, what is it about the physical heart? And what is it about the metaphysical heart? And what were they trying to tell us? And what I found was there's just, first of all, our language is more literal than we think. You know, when we talk about our heart of hearts, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about a place in the heart, that special place, that sacred place in the heart that I call the sacred coordinate. If you do a cross-section of the heart, the physical part, there's four chambers in the human heart. And so there's tissue that's separating them that can form a cross. And what came to me one day was that we're living in this unified field of energy that's creating everything. And it's a spiraling grid. And the grid has an X, Y axis, has all these points and these spirals, you know, these lines that cross. I'm like, wow, that's your home base in the universe. You know, that's your heavenly home that we talk about. And that's where your essence was born, out of that place in the unified field. And that unified field that we're a part of flows through us, through our hearts, through this special place in our heart. So the field is made up of all these souls, beautiful souls that are all connected in this field, and we're all connected. Our hearts are all connected. And the field flows through us. So all this creative energy, all the information that there is, flows through us. It's a part of us. So when we go into our hearts and connect to this, we can connect to this place that has the riches of the universe. Mm. And this sacred coordinate, as I call it, obviously we know why it's sacred, but the coordinate, it's coordinating light and matter, the masculine and the feminine, these opposites that are there that drive creation. And it's that holographic representation of your home base on the grid, on the unified field that exists within your heart. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. And for me, I was brought up Catholic. So this is easy for me to talk about. But, you know, looking at the pictures and the paintings of Jesus and him pointing to his sacred heart and seeing the flames coming out of it, this is your powerhouse, you know. And then to see the ascended Jesus with a halo, and there's this cross in the halo that looks like a sun cross, which is a circle with a cross within it, which is the representation of a sun in astrology, you know, and he is the sun, S-O-N and S-U-N, of God, you know, and these things and more shall you do. And so when we really open and connect our hardwired connection, which is fueled by this pineal gland awakening, and we connect that, then that, you know, we glow as within, so without. So the heart, as his heart would glow, we're glowing on the outside too. So our aura, all of this, you know, is shown in this way because it's the key to what's really going on in the heart.
Well, that's beautifully said. And, you know, as I'm reminded of the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is within, that when we go into our heart and really relax our consciousness inwardly, we begin to discover these pathways. We begin to discover this connection to all that is. And you've beautifully articulated that. One of the things also that I love is the reference to the pineal, because the heart without the wisdom, the heart without the higher understanding of place, so to speak, can become a little bit lost. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that succinctness.
You're welcome, honey.
One of the things I'd like to do, speaking of succinctness, is we have a number of callers standing by. Let's say hi to some more folks and bring them into the conversation. And I think it's time we head east.
Well, let's do that.
So we're going to head over to New Jersey.
All right.
Line 5 and welcome Eva to the show.
Namaste, Eva. Welcome.
Hello, loves. You know,
hi, sweetheart.
I'm in New Jersey for this month, but I just I just left a 7-year trip to Sedona. So
wow!
Now, but I think that's funny.
I love it. I love when there's always these serendipitous events happening. How can we serve you, honey?
I'm just gonna leave it open to a soul reading if that's possible. I would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, as I connect with you, I'm smiling because when I connect with you, I see this, how do I describe this? It's so beautiful. It's an auric expression is the words that they're giving me right now. So I want you to, if it's safe to do so, I want you to close your eyes and just relax your breath and to feel into this energy field of expression. It's not a typical aura. It's an expression. And this expression of you is saying, if you claim me, you will move forward. And it's about claiming this. It's very, very brilliant, very, very connected. The color is very crystalline. It's like that, you know, when you look at a real crystalline color, it has like soft hues of pink and blue and greens and like that iridescent color. And through this connection, through this expression, they're saying to shake your hands. And I'm actually doing that with you right now. I'm just shaking my hands. I'm shaking my hands. Move your head. And they're saying that the more that you create, and I love that you're with us today during this week, and especially this is a very creative week. Create with your hands. I don't care if it's watercolor, crayons, go put your hands in sand, you know. You need to be creating with your hands, and that's how you will connect more with this expression, this auric expression, which will, it's funny. It's like the minute you connect with it, you're going to have this sensation of feeling like you're 20 feet tall, and it's as if your eyes will be opened for the first time, and everything will make sense. I mean, everything. So this is a good week for you because this is the week to do it. It's like right now. This isn't what's coming. It's right now, and that's why you got through today, and that's why we're talking right now. So I'm really honored to have this time with you, Eva. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you, Angel.
Oh, namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings.
Uh-huh.
And you know, timing is always synchronicity.
It's amazing.
It's a matter of what we pay attention to.
So true.
And I mentioned we were headed east. Well, we are.
Okay.
We have another caller on line 4 from New York.
All right.
Say hi to Joanne.
Namaste, Joanne. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much getting on the phone with me. So I would like a soul reading as well.
Absolutely. Now, I need to invite you as I'm listening to you. I first of all just want to thank you for being on the planet. There's so much you bring to the planet. I don't know that you thank yourself enough. I really don't. But I would like to thank you on behalf of the universe for saying yes to your mission and for moving forward. If it's safe to do so, I'd like you to put your left hand on your third chakra and to put your right hand on your heart. And of course, that's why you're here today, because they're saying that it is time for you to remember that your heart in action will bring your power forward. And that with the hand, the left and the right hand, bring your breath down to that left hand, really feel it. And on the exhale, feel that breath come out through the right hand. So we're just doing that third chakra heart. And then reverse the hands, right hand on the third, left hand on the heart. And I'm doing this with you. And do the same thing. And they're saying that the balance you seek and the momentum you are calling in has already started. And that it is important for you to be celebrating yourself, and that in a season of celebration, put yourself first, remember your truth, and everything will resolve. New Year's for you, I'm seeing lots of celebratory energy, a lot of energy for you around the number 8, which is of course the infinite and the archangelic realm, but I'm also seeing it spinning. So what that tells me is that right now you need to be careful not to repeat a cycle. It's important that if it comes up in front of you, breathe through it, balance the third and fourth, and then move forward. It's a beautiful time. And the only word I can give you is celebrate you, my love. Just celebrate you. I'm really glad you got through today. Namaste, Angel.
Wow, that couldn't be more beneficial to me right now. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, honey. Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings. And today, and as we are sharing the love and the wisdom, we're chatting with Joan Cirio, who has written an amazing book. And Joan, one of the things I want to ask you is, Hardwired to Heaven offers metaphysical insights, bridging science and metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you have some practices that will assist people to connect with this energy. Because
yummy.
It's one thing to think about it.
It's another to do it.
Tell us a little more about what the reader might find in your book that'll help them move forward.
Yes, I have some tools, and there's three meditations that I have in the book. And one, the first meditation is to balance and dissipate energy. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold, so. That will help you to clear the energy from your body. And, you know, as we all build up charge, you know, we talk about, you know, you get charged about something. Well, actually, you are building up this charge. And so this is a way of you to ground it and dissipate it. And then I offer a meditation for enhancing energy. So this meditation can help to increase your heart's electromagnetic field, charge your heart, and, you know, get the energy flowing and going, because what I provide in the book are 7 steps to using your heart's electromagnetic field to create. And then I provide a third meditation, which is the sacred coordinate meditation. I just talked about a little bit about what the sacred coordinate is. And this meditation just goes, and it's beautiful because it ends up in a state of bliss, and you just, you know, allowing this space to open even more.
Beautiful.
Well, how beautiful. Well, now I'm sitting here as a listener going, I want that bliss. So how do I find it? How do people get your book? What? Tell us how we can send people to get your book and find out more about you.
The easiest way is to go to my website, hardwiredtoheaven.com. And all the ways that you can get a book are there. You can. It's all the main, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's ebooks, all the different varieties of ebooks. You can get it that way too. So that's the easiest way to do it. And I do have events on there. If you go to my personal website, joanserio.com, I do have a blog. And you can catch up on things that way. You can sign up to my mailing list on either one. And I do come out with a newsletter, which I'll probably be putting out fairly soon. I didn't put one out last month. So there's one going out this month.
Wonderful. So remember, guys, it's hardwiredtoheaven.com, where you can find everything about this amazing book and of course, Joan Cirio, and find out more. I think that's pretty exciting.
Thank you, Joan. And speaking of hardwired, we've got a couple of people that are on the phone still.
Well, let's see if we can say hello.
Let's do that, because, you know, we started off on the West Coast in California, Mojave, San Francisco. We went over to New Jersey and New York, and now we're going to Canada.
Let's go to Canada. I love Canada. Who do we have from Canada, Shree?
Right to Nicole.
Namaste, Nicole. Welcome.
Oh, hi, you guys. I'm glad I made it this time.
We are, too.
So I'm from, I live in Ida Gwaii in northern BC, and I'm calling you to get a small soul reading. I'm going through some things, and I find myself being unbalanced as to should I let it go this part and look at it from another direction, or so I would like to see what you see.
Well, thank you for the honor of allowing me that gift and for the gift of calling in. We're really glad you did, Nicole. You know, it's again, I love that you got through this week, because when I look at you as you're speaking, it's almost as if you feel you're in quicksand. It's one of those things like, if I keep going, will this swallow me up and can I get out? And the answer is yes. However, when I gaze at your energy field right now, what I'm seeing is two different energies. It's like your left hand is carrying one energy and your right hand is carrying the other. And Archangel Gabriel is right around you, as is Archangel Michael. And they're both saying the same thing. Bring the two together and create anew. Neither of the things in front of you right now are supporting who you are. It's like, it's funny, they're showing me you coming up out of the ocean and you're soaking wet, but as you get up and you realize that you're soaking wet, it's because it's like you're carrying all this old stuff. And the minute you take it off, everything becomes fresh. And so they're saying it's time to just let go and move forward. And that there's nothing you need to actually do other than allow it to dissolve by keeping your focus on what you want and dive deep and create from what your truth is. You need to trust your intuition because you are really intuitive. And so you need to trust what you know without doubting yourself. And this other stuff is just going to resolve. It's just, you'll be out of the quicksand the moment you say I'm out. It's going to resolve, but create from your deepest desires. And I see great manifestation around you right now. It's interesting. You're resonating with the numbers 3, 5, and 11. So that means you've got a lot of powerful momentum. It's kind of like that engine building steam. So look forward to a great 2015. I'm really glad you called today. We love you, dear one. Thank you, Nicole.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you know, Kira, we have another lady that has been patiently waiting from Canada.
Well, let's get her in.
Okay. Line 3, we'll say hi to Marianne.
Namaste, Marianne. Welcome.
Namaste. I can't believe I got through.
It's your day. Yay.
No, I'm just like, oh my goodness. Anyway, oh, thank you so much. I've been having some trouble lately, just again, trying to find my heart center. I'm very empathic, so energies affect me greatly.
Yeah.
That's the negative energies, but all energies. I talk to my angels every day. They've been a great help. But I would like to see, I guess, what you see. Just to get a mini soul reading, if I could, please, Kira.
Oh, it's my honor, Marianne. Thank you. Truly, it's my honor. And I need to share with you that as you were talking, all these beautiful angels just sat quietly, brought their hands into prayer position, and looked up at you and said, "When did you forget that you are the creator?" And I just need to share that with you because there's like a neon sign on your heart that says, "Use me." And it's time to close that sign and change it to, "I love me." The empathic energies that you're carrying are seeking an ascended moment. And I love that you got through today. I would encourage you to read Joan's book, number one, Hardwired to Heaven. I'd also encourage you to gift yourself with doing, it's funny, they're giving me 10. I want you to make a list of 10 things that are important to you and get them all done before the end of the year. And this is not meant to be hard. It's meant to be illuminating. And if you do that, you will accomplish a sense of freedom that will free you for the next journey because you're on a cusp. It's like you're standing on the edge of a vortex of divinity and you've got one leg out, but you keep pulling it back in. And so it's time for you to take the leap of faith, but after you pull up these 10 things. And so I hope that you give yourself that gift over the next few weeks and allow yourself to fly because you're at a moment of great freedom and it's your time and it's why you got through today. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much, Kira. Thank you, Sri.
You're welcome, my love. Namaste.
And to all of our listeners, I want to say many blessings indeed. You know, what you look at determines what it enlarges in your life.
It does.
And as we breathe into our heart, as we trust that the divine is indeed carrying us, more is revealed. And that's one of the magics. You know, in this time we're in right now of the Chakra Vastu opening, it's important to recognize that each of us has our own process. Each of us is in a self-revelatory process of our life's journey.
Yeah.
And we need to trust our own incubation times, our own germination times, and the times to take action. And so, beloved ones, speaking of taking action, we encourage you to visit shriandkira.com. Sign up for the January teleclass. You're going to find that this is so nourishing as we share with you another paradigm for understanding how energy can be supportive, how you can have a more abundant, fulfilling life. 3 weeks, three teleclasses, $22. It's a bargain. It's a
totally
great way to start the new year. We'd love to connect with you there.
We'd like to thank our beautiful guest today, Joan Cirio, hardwiredtoheaven.com. Joan, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Beautiful.
As
indeed.
Did we.
And to all of our listeners, as we come to a close for this Sunday's connection, we want to remind you that you're doing it perfectly.
Absolutely. Let the water flow through you. Powerful week.
Bring your head to your heart. Take a deep breath in. And may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.